Listening to you two, you sound like a couple that's been divorced that are just good friends now and reminiscing about
it. Hello, everyone. Hola, mis amigos. You're listening to Oh My God, Hi, Hijo de Dios, Hola. With me, George Lopez, porque sabes que, let's do the show, porque I got a lot of things to do. Then I gotta go to that dry cleaner here, my kid Phelps, se pegó la cabeza, I gotta go get some Neosporin Paul.
You know where George is?
Oh, I'm sure he's around here somewhere.
What's his name?
George
Lopez.
George Lopez.
Oh my God.
OMG.
OMG. Hi.
Oh my God. Hi.
Ever pull into the driveway after a trip to the grocery store, only to realize you forgot that one key ingredient for dinner? Now you have options. Get the groceries you need or a backup meal from your favorite local restaurant delivered with DoorDash.
What about if you forgot condoms and that night you were going to... For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code OMGHI. Download the DoorDash app and enter code OMGHI for the...
When CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke.
You know, Diet Smoke delivers a balanced, medium high. And you know, I'm going to tell you why I know it works. Because when I said balanced, medium high, I felt really good saying it. Like, you know, I had one before. But just... their product is highly functional THC that comes in the form of a delicious gummy. But hide them from the kids, or not. I don't even fuck who your kids are. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code OMGHI. It improves your eyesight as well. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code OMGHI for 20% off your order. That's OMGHI. And that's DietSmoke.com, promo code OMGHI for 20% off. So, tell me about, let's talk about the new show.
Yes.
The new show is called?
With Love.
With Love. Mm-hmm. And it is when?
It airs December 17th on Amazon Prime Video.
Okay, great. That's good.
Yeah, it's, Love. We Latinx people, we made it to rom-com, like a whole family. And we've never, like, 30, how often do we love rom-coms? I know you
did
were
you
in
guys go already?
New Year's Day, you were in that one, right? But there was only one of you.
That's right.
Okay, so we got the whole family, and it's rom-com. There's a little bit of sexiness. Oh, you saw Emrod, right?
You know rom-com?
What, no,
romantic.
What is
romantic
Roman?
Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Gil, I'm very sorry, romantic comedy.
Okay.
But, you know, Gloria Calderon-Kellett, who wrote this series, is brilliant. She's just... She reminds me of Anne, just like, ooh, she's like a mama bear. She's going to make everything happen.
That's cool.
She is our 900-pound gorilla. She's so so smart, and so, you know, she worked with Norman Lear on One Day at a Time.
Wow.
Yeah, she is a heavy hitter. So she wrote these scenes, then casted these people where literally they could handle drama and comedy, and her scenes go from... something super funny to something really heartfelt and dealing with an intense subject. And then it's funny again. And all the actors, it's just beautiful. And every episode is a different holiday.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we start with Christmas, then we go to New Year's, then we go to Valentine's Day, then we go to 4th of July, and then Dia de los Muertos.
So it's only a 7-episode
show? It's only 5.
It's only 5?
It's only 5. Well, so this is the fastest show, I think, for Amazon as far as production. It was pitched in January. We shot it in summer, and now it's coming in air
no
December.
Kidding.
Let's pretend I'm the head of Amazon.
Okay.
How's that show coming along? What's it called? With Love? Oh, that's what the Latinos are. Hey, get them in and out as fast as you can. Let's just do every holiday. And
no,
stop at Thanksgiving.
They had to. They actually had to make a montage.
Celebrity voice in person.
Who's the president of Amazon? They had to make a montage for some. They had to because it was originally.
So you guys shooting 7 different seasons, and when as you go, do you do Christmas and New Year's and in the same week, and then they put them together, or
no. One. So you follow the Diaz family. You see us at Nochebuena. Christmas Eve and all the traditions and fun things that we do. And then the next time you see us, it's New Year's. And the next time you see us, it's Valentine's Day. So you see all the relationships progress over the months, over the holidays.
Do you have a husband?
Yes, Benito Martinez from The Shield.
Is he as good a husband?
Plug your ears, George.
Is he as good a husband as George?
I take the fifth.
What am I going to do?
On that one.
That's my better husband than me?
Well, I haven't been around him 120 episodes. We've only done five. Give him a chance to grow. Hey, man, where's the reboot? Until we reboot, I'm going to be with any other husband that they'll pay me to be with.
I had the reboot in the palm of our hands.
You do?
We had it.
I know.
What happened?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we'll talk about after we talk about With Love.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
so
love.
Have you done them all already? No.
Yes, we shot them all summer, all through COVID.
Okay.
It's brutal.
So, do you watch Amazon? What was it called? Prime?
Amazon Prime Video.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So everybody that has an Amazon account, do they?
We're there.
If you have Amazon Prime account, yeah.
If you have Amazon Prime, you get part of the entertainment free?
Yes.
Yeah,
part of
you don't have to pay extra.
That's what I have. It's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a billion things on Amazon. Right,
mm-hmm. right.
Like, you could put in anything.
But you know what you can do is...
What's the easiest way to find shows you like?
With Love, and it comes up, and people are adding. We're asking people to add it to their watch list because that almost counts as like ratings ahead of us premiering. All five episodes are going to stream. They're all going to drop at the same time.
So it's not coming back. You're not coming back next year. The show's not coming back.
Hopefully, we do.
Oh. So they'll go again another year?
Oh, yeah. Well, if everybody watches and it does really well.
Oh, they'll do a year of the same.
They'll pick it up.
But new holidays?
Yeah, why not?
Martin Luther King Day. And
you know some bad shit happens every holiday.
President's holiday.
No, maybe we'll get more holidays. We'll get Groundhog Day.
What do
Latinos do during Groundhog Day? Does he wear a sombrero?
That'd be pretty cool. All right, so it's a continuous. If it went five years, it would go with the same cast.
And the best part is that it deals with love in your 30s, single love.
Who's that couple in the 30s?
Let's go Emerald Tobiah, play with my daughter. She's kind of trying to figure out love. My son.
She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, my gosh, she's fabulous.
Beautiful
and she's funny, and she's sparkly. Like, she breaks your heart and makes you laugh. She's the full.
She's great.
She's
is
so
that
well-rounded.
Is that the young lady that was with you at
the event?
You remember?
Yes.
George was, I was like, I think George is going to say hi to Emerald.
Yeah, I'm old enough to be her friend.
I didn't know. I asked my wife. And she says, well, I don't know if it was her real daughter or the daughter on the show.
Hey, I'm not that old. Well, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I take it back.
Tell her next
time
she comes out to ask her respect.
No. So, Emrod, but Mark and Delicato, that you might remember from Ugly Betty. He was the young kid in Ugly Betty.
The one that was...
Yeah. He's gay. And the best part is
thanks
we have...
Thanks for outing me.
No, he's gay.
You know, I've heard that grunt a lot of times. I didn't know that's what it meant.
I speak all of his little sounds that he makes. I know what all of them mean.
That's crazy.
So,
yes.
See, I don't know what Benito's little under his breath sayings are yet. I know yours. So yeah, we have a lot of AAPI.
Would you put your five episodes with him up against our five?
It's like when people used to say, who's funnier, Edward James Olmos or George Lopez? And I'd be like, what are you trying to do to me?
Whoever's not standing next to me.
What are you trying to do to me? I gotta go home to each of these fuckers.
I hope I didn't lose many of those coin tosses.
It is pretty funny though. He can be funny.
All right. So
moving right along.
All right. So the family, they're all related, right? They're not friends and family. They're all family.
Well, we have each of their relationships.
Okay. And with their own individual families.
No. It's all my family and all my kids' boyfriends and, boyfriends and the journey of their love. And then in the 50s, all of us who've been in long-term relationships. I think a lot of women in America are going to be able to relate to this because you get the man of your dreams, you have your kids, you have your good business, and you've been married like 30 years, and then like it's on automatic pilot. Like he don't care about you, you don't care about him. You're friends, but the magic's gone.
But it happens.
Not you, Gil.
That ain't true, brother.
Not you, Gil. But in this relationship, it does happen. So my character kind of does things to rattle the cage a little bit that I can't say. And then we have Renee Victor and Pepe Serna. Do you know Pepe Serna?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what are they playing?
They're my
not
parents.
The 50s.
They're my parents. No, I'm the 50s, and they're my love in the 70s. So it's pretty cool.
Pepe Serna was auditioning. He wanted to be Gil Carrillo in a
In a movie
what?
Of your life?
Yeah. Who did they get? Gabriel Iglesias?
Danny DeVito.
Heart. Oh my God, this is a tough room.
It's not tougher than any room that you and I have been in.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it. I have like scar tissue all over my body.
What are you drinking, water? We're drinking beers. You're drinking water.
No.
All right.
You know why I look like this? Because I don't drink beers at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey, man.
Hey, only once
it's
a
like
week.
Vegas. There's no clock in here. And who played you? Who ended up playing you?
A. Martinez.
I love A.
He's a nice man.
He's not. I don't love him as much as you, but
A's
I was.
He's been around a long time.
He's a nice man. And he had a brother who was a deputy.
I think we can say that A. Martinez, I would say, is one of the Latino actors who is the most underrated.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
What that guy did is he worked. I think from the 70s.
There were soap operas back then.
80s.
He was on a soap opera with him.
Is that right?
I was the other woman in the A storyline on Santa Barbara. I was there for 2 years with
and
A. Martinez.
He had some cracks at TV, like main TV, didn't go very long. But he kept working.
Yeah.
And, you know,
But they weren't giving us shots back then.
But he stayed in the
game.
He stayed in the
game.
Mix, like,
yes,
like
he
Pepe.
Did. Yeah.
You know, like, who's the other one? Sal Lopez, I just saw.
Yeah.
They stayed in there.
He did something when I met with him, because he was going to be me in a made-for-television movie. And he said, you know, they had my partner, Frank Salerno, being, you know, nice dresser, he says, and they had A. Martinez getting soap suits off the rack. And he says, I'm looking at you, and you're a nice dresser. And the only thing I had him change was, and it really came out good, they had cops sitting in the car. They had me sitting in the car with Frank, and we're eating donuts. And I said, I'll be honest with you. I said, I don't eat donuts. You know,
Did you guys ever eat donuts?
I never
ate
donuts. I still don't eat donuts today. I'm not a sweet eater. And I said, you want to have me eat? I don't mind you eating, but hey, give me a taco, give me a burrito, mm-hmm. getting something. So the scene is, they're in the car.
We have to watch that.
And he's eating the burrito.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
And
you know A is going to want to make sure that it is true.
And it's a burrito. And his partner, who's portraying Frank, says, oh, really? And it was, hey, this is what Aztec warriors used to eat.
Mm. It's the most beautiful thing of all. You know, it's self-contained.
Yeah.
There it is.
You can put whatever you want in it to go.
Exactly.
You can eat and drive with it. And who played, did he get the part?
And who played
Frank?
Jordan, he's not dead. I want to say, I can't remember his name.
That's the way we talk.
Google
my friend James. I don't think he's dead yet.
No, he passed away. I don't remember.
You going to pour a little beer out for him?
Yeah. No.
For the brothers who aren't here.
So.
With love.
With love. And who were, and what are the other ones? Go down now. 30s and 40s, 50s, 60s?
So we've got 30s, 50s, and 70s. So Renee Victor, I met her. She plays my mom. Mm-hmm. And she also plays my mom on my other Amazon show, Undone. We shot season one, and then we're waiting for season two to come out.
Are you guys going to get picked up?
Well, it's Rotoscope. Yeah, thank you. Rotoscope. We remember Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder.
You remember that?
It's hard to describe. I'll pull up an image.
I only watch tragedy
they shoot
stories on YouTube.
Live action people, fools gone wild. That's what you do. People falling down. No, they turn us. They shoot live action scenes and then they turn us into graphic novels.
Oh, right, that's right.
Yeah, like that. That's
I like
from.
That.
Is that from Scanner Darkly? Maybe
yeah,
the shot over here with Keanu Reeves.
Okay, well, look up Undone. Ooh. It's beautiful. So basically, it takes.
You seen it?
No,
look at this,
the only
look at
thing
this,
I
show them the art of
the,
it.
The only thing I watch on Amazon Prime right now is Bosch. I'm hooked on it.
Oh, I remember. I didn't get it.
Is Bosch LA Sheriff?
LAPD.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I like it.
Is it good? Yeah. All of it?
I auditioned for it. They didn't give it to me, so I don't watch.
Who got it? Your sister?
I don't know.
Jacqueline Obadon?
Oh, Jackie. Wow. I don't know. Is she?
She did it, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
you
good for her.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Really good or just good?
It's good.
Oh, I really like it.
I want good people to work. Nice people should always get jobs. That's my motto.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think I hate when a funky
person keeps
working.
You know how real I tried to keep our show? Early on, there was an issue, I would say allegedly, with Ann's sister in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Lingerie.
And then we came back and we made the show. her sister, played by Jackie Obadorf. You remember what her name was?
Jackie Obadorf.
What was her name on the show?
Veronica? No, that was our niece.
Okay, anyways, I can't remember. But this was taken out of a real situation where I opened the door and Ann's sister was there, and she, it was like the middle of the day, and I was like, hey, lingerie. Because she was wearing lingerie, very revealing.
And she opened the door like that.
Allegedly. So when we went back to do the show, I told Ann, of course, and there was, that was a rough time, of course. But also, I used the term when in the show when she turned around, George, and she's in her lingerie, I went, hey,
that was one of my favorite lines when I come in. You go, hey, did you talk to your sister? And I go, yes. She apologized, and then I gave her her hair back. That was one of my favorite ones.
They were always great, man.
You know what? This show makes me laugh to this day. Like, whenever people, you know, they'll be wherever in some hotel, and they'll be like, look, we can't get away from you. You're always there.
I'm telling you, I was seven episodes all night long. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
On a hotel, TV.
Yeah, in the hotel. A lot of people say your show got me through really hard times. My daughter was going through a divorce. We were really upset, and we watched it. And I just think, and it makes me laugh still. And Luna Marie, my daughter, it was not appropriate.
She did not have a daughter while the show was on.
Right.
And we might have played, you know, if she had.
I tried. My uterus would not cooperate.
And if you had, I mean, we would have wrote it into the show, which would have been interesting. Right. You know, we did a little thing with a pregnancy type thing.
The false positive, yeah.
Yeah. But so at what point did she start to understand that you were like in the business of...
Well, she had been on set since she was 2.5, right? Since I did Switched at Birth.
Oh, wow.
You know, because it was 14 hours. I thought I was literally going to be put out to pasture on an ABC Family show as the mom. It was going to be all about the kids.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was not. It was one of the hardest jobs I ever did. I had to learn sign language. I worked 14-hour days, and I had a 2.5-year-old baby. And I would literally be at work at 5 in the morning, and they would make these big, long days for me. And then I had like 4 hours downtime. So I'd drive back home to see my daughter and then come back and shoot into the night. I had two nannies. It was just, it was really, really hard. So
And that was up there in
Santa Clarita.
And you know, I did St. George up there, and then I saw her up there. We hadn't seen each other
in a while. I came to say hi.
It's pretty cool, man.
And bam, was directing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. So whenever it's like if you had been in a championship team and you see your guys from the other team and you guys were champions, that was, you know, you and Frank, special relationship. Like, if I see Constance, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I can
being part of something. Are we short on time or what?
No.
I haven't even started yet.
I've done we're good.
Wait, we talked about With Love, though, right?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, we had.
We'll talk more about it. So,
PR will be happy.
So have you seen all the episodes?
Yes.
Let's go through the issues of each couple. In the first one is what, they're in the 30s?
Yes.
When we have a guy who's been married here, Gil has been married for over 50 years. So
The 26th of December will be 51.
Let's see how close love is to With Love.
Okay. Oh, real love.
Starting now.
Okay.
So in the 30s, who are the characters?
Markin Delicato plays my son, Jorge Jr. And then Emerald Tobaya plays my daughter, Lily. And she has the guy who's perfect on paper, but it's just not right for her. And she's trying to go through the motions. She's trying to figure it out. What does she want?
But she's your daughter-in-law, not your daughter.
No, she's my daughter.
Okay.
And so she's struggling with that, and she breaks. Well, I don't want to give anything.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, and so then Mark finds, like, an amazing, amazing guy for himself, but deals with all the self-esteem things of, like, you know, everybody's always looking for the perfect person. And then when you find the perfect person, you have to think you deserve the perfect person. And there's all kinds of weird things get triggered.
Okay, Mr. 51, is there a perfect love, a perfect person, or do you take somebody that you connect to and you kind of find each other like a combination?
I gotta believe that you start and then you find and work out and
but it's not perfect in the beginning,
no,
right?
No,
but if you hang in there, right? People tend to give up as soon on relationships now where they think, well, you know, this isn't going
to
work.
Today, everybody gives up.
But if you find somebody who's willing to work with you and do the work, I think that's huge.
Yeah. Anybody that says marriage is easy has never been married. You know, that's it.
Life
you know?
Is not easy.
No, and now I owe everything really to my spouse. I mean, she's the glue that has kept us together. It was hard on her.
Her career after the, accepts no financial rewards or sponsorship to Oh My God.
After the documentary dropped, I had to apologize to her because I didn't realize how much fear she was really under.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't imagine.
I was totally focused on, you know, the case.
Yeah.
And her job was the house and the kids, and not till I saw the documentary.
I don't know what they planned to do with it, but watching the documentary, which is really about one of the most notorious serial killers of all time, but the stories of him and his family and him knowing the girl and knowing the mom and going like, and I mean, that shit happens like in Andy Griffith, like somebody takes their truck and he knows who it is.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, all that shit, even the Night Stalker shit happened like almost right where you lived.
Yeah,
right in there where you lived.
We found some footprints around my house. He had changed shoes. And he hit in Diamond Bar, which is a city.
Which is way up there, man. It's way up there.
It's 5 minutes away from my house, you know. So he hit all around.
He went to your house?
Well, we found some shoes. When we came back from, we were out in Orange County, the last one he did. And we came back a week before his arrest. And when I came back, I found footprints. But it wasn't the Avia. He had changed shoes.
Because they,
And so from that time, we got surveillance around my house, you know, taking care of me. But there were shoe prints there that shouldn't have been where they were and where they went,
the
where
same
they came
size?
From. Yeah.
So Diane Feinstein, if you guys haven't seen Night Stalker,
they had
done all this work in L.A. Mm-hmm. But then they had heard that there was some conversation in San Francisco.
We went up to San Francisco. We briefed them. We told them what we were looking for. And it was so important. January 9th, 1985, 1,356 pair model 440 Avias landed in New York from Taiwan for distribution throughout the U.S. Six pair ended up in the state of California. One pair ended up in L.A. And she put it out.
What?
They tracked all that down because it was a certain shoe.
Right.
And they had only made 100.
They had
only delivered six to California. And they tracked it down to the one pair that they sold in L.A. And then Diane Feinstein has a press conference and releases they're looking for this shoe.
Richard will tell us later, the shoes went over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
He got rid of them. And he changed shoes. He went to a Stadia, which was a different shoe. And those are the kind of prints that we had around my house. We didn't know the Stadia. He was using a Stadia.
How about that? He went to his house. Nobody knows that.
That's freaking
awesome. And he said,
Grant,
that's an exclusive.
When can I see this?
It's on Netflix.
Grant,
is it?
This exclusive content will not appear on any other.
All things common.
But I, you know,
Night Stalker.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Hunt for a serial killer.
Fucking half Mexican.
Just take Night Stalker.
Richard Ramirez. I don't want to know anything about that dude.
If you look.
Yeah, but now I know you.
Yes.
But I'll watch the good part.
But it's as compelling, like his world and the other. Frank is still that way. Like, he's not a guy that gets a lot of information out of very close to the chest. But he had his family, so, and especially in that area. So there's really kind of two things going on. The chase for this guy, but then this guy's in this detective's world. Like, they're in their world together.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people didn't believe that what I was alleging, one guy
was doing all of it.
They was doing it. They, you know, they had...
They thought it was...
And they thought I was a young... Young punk trying to make a name for myself.
But you were a young guy. But you
was a young guy.
You were
correct. At that time, I was 34.
Young.
That's an elderly for
Well,
Mexican.
Actually, for you. No.
In Homicide Bureau, that's very
homicide,
young.
Golden cycle of life, they're 34.
I was the youngest guy there for the first 7 years.
But also back then, being like a Latino superstar cop, you know, trying to... I swear to God, we fight for every
How about the guy that says it's one person gets shouted down by all the other guys who have more experience than him by saying it's two people and they're all wrong.
Yeah.
And he said they were like talking about he left the room. They were like, that motherfucker doesn't know
about. Dismissive of your contribution.
So the shoes.
And you were right.
So she released that over there
Diane.
Because that guy was watering the grass. He goes, what are you here for? The guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just in passing, some reporters show up from L.A.
That was a Peter Pan murder up there.
And then the guy's watering the grass, and he goes, what are you here for? That guy that's drawing pentagrams on the walls? And he was like, what guy? Then they went up and asked them. I think they have video of him asking. And they did not look happy when they walked out of the house and saw.
That was a Peter Pan murder. If you ask me, it was still a Mickey Mouse case.
Peter Pan.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Peter Pan.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Mickey Mouse. Duh. I'm sorry, I can't track all the murders.
Which one was Peter Pan?
About?
Tinkerbell?
Yeah. Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
You ever see those videos on YouTube when they do the explosions or fireworks at Disney in the castle, and ghosts fly out of the castle, like real ghosts?
No.
You guys, anybody that's out there that wants to check it out.
Are they high? Are they high when they see the ghosts?
This is after they put Sana Sana on them.
Exactly.
But no.
I swear to God, I'm scared of that stuff.
You see shit that you won't see at fucking Knott's Berry Farm.
My grandkids were watching.
The ghosts at Disneyland are way better than Knott's Scary Farm.
From the room we were in last night, from the suite we were in last night, my grandkids, 6 and 9, were watching Disneyland fireworks.
Oh, the fireworks? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Did they see ghosts?
No.
Good.
Do you agree with the 30s relationship of with love that those are the issues? It's modern day.
Right.
Because of the guy.
Right.
Okay. Now, what about what?
It's so funny. We come back. We got the Night Stalker. We got the Peter Pan, and then we go, oh, let's talk about with love.
And then, what's your relationship?
So my relationship is, you know, that midlife thing where you've been with somebody for 35 years and you love each other and you're friends, but there's not really any passion. And you talk about your kids together. You maybe work together. You run the house together. But it's really you take each other for granted. Gil, does that happen?
That's true. But you were still...
At times it does.
At 35 really does. Years in, were you still working?
Oh, yeah. 35. Yeah. Shit, I retired 12 years ago.
Oh, shit. So what were the hours? What are the detective hours?
Yeah, the hours were whatever the job demanded. Homicide is not a job. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So whatever the job takes. Even my wife knows. If they called me up at 3 in the morning because somebody wants to talk in the jail...
Right.
Now's the time to get up and talk. Don't wait until 9 in the morning.
Every morning that you got up, where did you go to first? Wherever you needed to go, or? Oh, I mean, where did you go to second? After breakfast.
I used to meet my partner at Starbucks. You know, my partner is my best friend. And it's like,
Frank?
You get up in the morning.
Was that Frank at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Salerno, Frank Gonzalez.
Okay.
Frank Gonzalez. And he was from Nevada. You know, we had so much in common. We were brothers. And I drive down a Pomona freeway and there's bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I tell everybody, it's like going to Disneyland. You know, your kids want to get up. They want to be the first ones in. You get up, you hate it, and you start driving. You're in traffic. And then all of a sudden, you see the D for Disneyland in parking, you know, and G for Goofy. So all of a sudden, you perk up. Well, I'd be in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I'd see the Atlantic off-ramp, and I start to perk up. Get the Starbucks right up the street, hit my partner, man, we're there.
Wow.
We'd run all day long, we'd work, whatever we had to do. Mm. Hey, it's getting a little hungry, time to grab something to eat. And we grab something to eat, we work some more, we keep going, then pretty soon, hey, you know, we're done, there ain't much to do, it's time to go home. So, time to go home, you get back in that freeway.
So it's different every day.
Okay, so your relationship, you've been with your wife for how many years?
Yes.
35 years. And at any point, does your wife say, you know, Frank, we need more us time. Frank, we need to do this. Gil.
No, we'll leave Frank in there.
No, we talk about Frank. He's like a real person.
Sorry,
Frank was Sancho.
Please put it back.
No, but I'm saying as far as the relationship, like with love.
The only thing my wife asked me during the relationship at the time, I love playing softball. Just like I love coming here because you come in here, you forget about all the problems that are outside this little room.
Right. Not me.
You play softball.
Somebody almost died in my audience on Saturday. You didn't hear that?
Really? No, but it is like Vegas. There's no clocks in here.
We're cutting that.
Time stands still.
San Antonio. You go play softball, and all the problems are gone. You're playing ball.
Right.
Well, my wife was complaining because I was playing 3 days a week.
Mm.
Yeah. And hey, how about a little more, you know, is that your free time?
Yeah.
Us time, you know, for the family. So I did. So I cut it down to 2.
See? And you listened.
I think that works, yeah.
You listened. And some men,
She's tough. She's from the bottom.
No, but some listen. Men don't listen. Look, I can speak from personal experience. When the first person who knows it's not working is the woman, usually. And she will most definitely.
That's a great one.
She will most definitely tell you what's not working and what needs to happen. Now, some men choose to be like, no, 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 it's fine. Be all distracted or whatever. Those are the guys who are always completely shell-shocked when she leaves.
Right, yeah.
She's been working on this thing for 2 years, and when she's done, it's done.
So almost like a detective
would
be.
But Gil was smart. He said, okay, I'll spend more time.
Like
I'll cut back on the
detective would be
softer.
Like, walk in and go, what are you going to give me today? give me a name? I can't give you a name. Can you give me an area? Can you give me a day? Can you only play
No, she'll tell you.
I did have a big deal one time. At one day, and I was Frank was my partner, Salerno, and
my wife knew
that partners did everything together. So it was a Sunday afternoon. Frank called me up and he says, "Hey, listen, I got some stuff I got to do at my house. I know we're first up. You get a murder, give me a call. I'll roll from home." I said, "Not a problem." So a case came in, and it wasn't a murder; it was an officer-involved shooting. So the lieutenant said, "Hey, we're going to give it to these guys." He says, "Call Frank. You know, you guys will have the assist." And he says, "Where's Frank?" I said, "Well, he's at home. He asked me to, you know, I'll just call him. He'll roll from home. He'll meet me there." And he said, "Well, let him stay there. Do what he's got. Roll out with Dave. He's here." So I rolled out with somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm out there Sunday afternoon, and my Frank calls my house later on that afternoon. He says, "Pearl, can I speak to Gil?" And he said, "Well, isn't he with you?" And then Frank starts to stutter because Frank doesn't know where I'm at.
Oh.
And he's already prepared to cover for
he's
you.
He's trying to cover
Oh, exactly.
For
him. Yeah, yeah. And she just, he just thought, well, whenever, yeah, he probably went out with somebody else, but whenever he gets there, just have him give me a call. So my wife, because we had pagers in, beepers.
Ooh. Right.
So I get a page and I call the office and say, "Hey, call your wife at home." So I call my wife at home and she says, "Where are you at?" And I said, "I told you, I rolled out on a case. I'm working." And she says, "Oh?" She says, "Why is your partner calling you at home?"
Oh, shit.
And fortunately, because we didn't have cell phones, I'm calling from a phone booth right there.
Right.
And I said, "Hey, listen there." I said, "Are you by the television?" She says, "Yeah." I said, "Put on Channel 7.
Oh, there you go. That's a good alibi.
I said, "Put on Channel 7. I said, "You see Henry Alfaro talking out there doing a live stand-up?" She says, "Yes." I said, "Look across the street at the phone booth. Who's in the phone booth?" And she goes, "Oh, that's you." And I said, "I told you I'm working. If I tell you I'm working, I'm working.
There,
anyway,
it's coming out.
I got to go."
There you go.
And so she knew that I was really working. I went lying. There it is. And my daughter, the one that's going to be 50 tomorrow, said, "You know, Mom, Dad could be out any place. Just tell you he's doing it. You have to take it." She was an understanding woman. Yeah. She's a strong woman.
But you were smart enough to listen to her when she needed something.
I hope so.
And lucky enough to have a camera crew.
Lucky enough to have Henry Alfaro doing the stand-up.
That's crazy.
You got back-to-back meetings, errands to run, and chores to take care of. What's the secret to clearing the to-do list? A little help from DoorDash. You can get dinner, household essentials, and everything on your grocery list delivered. What do you want to eat tonight? Maybe you want a cooked favorite, but don't feel like going to the store. Or you want something exciting and new, but it would be great to stay in tonight. DoorDash connects you with everything you want whenever and however you want it. Get what you want to eat right now and right to your door with DoorDash. Along with restaurants you love, you can now get groceries and other essentials items delivered with your DoorDash. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items in under an hour. Craving late night ice cream? Forget that one key ingredient for dinner. Or maybe you just need to stock up for the week. With DoorDash, get everything in one app.
For a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off and zero delivery fee on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code OMGHI. That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code OMGHI. Don't forget, that's code OMGHI for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change and terms apply.
You know my problem with edibles? Sometimes you get so high. It can really be difficult to control the dose. There's nothing worse than being baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it. And you know, once you eat it, there's no going back. You just sit there suffering stoned out of your mind. That's why when I need the perfect medium high, I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for their delicious Delta-H THC gummies. Delta-8 is simply a slightly less potent THC. The THC you're probably not familiar with is Delta-9. And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke product extracts their Delta-8 from hemp. Some may call this a loophole. I call the secret recipe to getting smooth, stable, and most importantly, legally high. Diet Smoke is legal in most states and non-prescription. Just check Diet Smoke's website to see if they ship their delicious gummies to your state.
So when CBD is enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code OMGHI for 20% off your order. That is OMGHI, DietSmoke.com, promo code OMGHI for 20% off. Diet Smoke Delta 8 THC gummies are not for use or sale to people under the age of 21. Please use responsibly. Don't be like me, enjoying your life. More with Diet Smoke. Just for the buzz of it.
Just for the buzz
Diet
of it.
Diet Smoke.
That's the thing about love in the 50s. Like, and my character does, my husband doesn't listen to me. And I do things that I cannot
okay,
confirm
so,
nor deny.
So, all right. So it's a bit of a departure for you?
No, it's not. For me as an actress,
yeah.
No.
As a character.
No, as a character.
So you
no.
go out in the town, and like, right?
Oh,
I can't give
like
it away.
Like Chandler Vogel.
Oh,
do you
Spencer
remember
Vogel?
Spencer Vogel? Chandler, I watch too much Friends. Spencer Vogel.
Yeah, that was another good one.
Huh? Yeah, there's so there's things, there's controversy, okay. But the best part for me is. Not only it just shows.
Should couples watch together, or will the guy be there? Like,
yeah, can I watch this just, with my wife, or am I going to be involved?
Are they going to look at you and go, "What the fuck?"
I will tell you, no, it's not that bad. I mean, it's still a rom-com, romantic comedy. So, but there is some sexy time in there, and it's not me; it's the younger kids. And
but not full nudity, though.
No, you don't see it. But it's funny. It's sexy time. It's funny. We do have some, not that it's going to be lost on you guys, but we have some topless hunky men that are going to be in the show. All married, damn it. I know I asked.
No, you're not. You don't want to get married, do you? Is it because
I made it this far without getting married?
No, but you said, you know, earlier when you got here, you said, I'm a child of the what?
70s. Yeah.
Would you think you would get married, or do you not? I mean, you have people with you, but you never decided to get married.
I think because it seems so antiquated, you know. I know, and at this point, you know.
Because the rules still apply in marriage, even though the times have changed.
What rules?
You know, honor what the vows.
Yeah.
Because the vows were love. Don't they still say
in
obey?
In sickness and in health until death. Well, I'm not like a hardcore Catholic or anything.
My
vows
don't say
them.
That.
Well, that's why people change the vows, because. The ones from the church are pretty, you're almost like, hey.
They're pretty strict.
You know what, that's too much commitment for me.
But if somebody were to write their own vows, you could write what you wanted from the other person.
But see, I've been single so long that, you know, but I've been in long-term, where the father of my daughter, I was with him for 18 years, yeah. So that's like a marriage. I'm on this side of it, and I've seen, 50% of them don't work? So I don't have very many illusions of how romantic it's going to be, and I don't need a big fancy wedding or any of that. I think it'd be nice. I'd take a shot at it, but it would be completely different than anything that I had ever heard
And
before.
Dating? Do you date?
Oh, my God. Dating is brutal. COVID, nobody was meeting anybody during COVID, okay? Yeah. So, and all the crazy exes came out of the woodwork, and you're like, well, you know, they don't look too bad.
Yep.
Are you COVID-free? But yeah, it's hard, you know, and in this business, people understanding what we do.
I was fortunate in that I grew up, my parents had a long
term relationship.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
did you ever see them fight with each other, like yelling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not really fight. You know, there was.
Because I think back then there was respect, like you wouldn't do it in front of the kids.
Yeah, they didn't.
Not in front of, like, that still was a big thing.
Right.
And so they didn't do it in front of me and my adult sisters. they would argue in front of my younger sisters.
Oh, why?
And I don't know, but I finally had to tell them. I sat them down, and by this time I was already an adult. I was a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, okay, listen, this is the way it's got to be, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be fighting like that. You're stressing out my younger sisters. If you can't get along, get a divorce.
Right.
But
oh,
if
well,
not,
good
work,
for you.
Work things out, you know, because this can't be. If not, I'll take the kids. If they want to live with me, I'll take them with me.
Damn.
Don't do
play.
This.
And how old were you then?
I was probably my son.
What's that fucking Richie Cunningham?
My son, my son is now, he's going to be, he just turned
Richie.
45.
I could still date him.
44.
Is he married?
He just turned 44.
Is he married?
And he was, because I was talking to him, because he was just getting ready to be born.
Oh, damn.
So it was that long ago. And so I talked to him, and they ended up staying together. They worked things out, and whatever it was. Her parents were long-term relationships.
Are today's jobs more stressful than our parents' jobs? Is that a good question to...
My
grandmother went and did the same thing every day.
Right.
That's what my dad was. Yeah. My parents were the same way, you know.
Was their
everything
jobs
was
more stressful? They
it was most important. Work to my parents and to her parents. Well, except for her mom. Her mom wasn't working.
What, you mean in the home?
Nobody
no,
seemed to be
outside the home.
As dysfunctional as the people are today.
Well, honestly, I think... Look,
like you only saw one, maybe a dude yelling in the middle of the street, like maybe twice a year. Fuck
right. Well, I blame Ronald Reagan for that because he closed all the facilities, the mental health facilities.
I saw a guy on Santa Monica and Western who was mentally ill, mm-hmm. yelling at people in their face and chasing people. And it's not that guy's fault, but for safety of all the cities, that mental illness, like nobody looks towards the homeless people mm-hmm. who are mental, like that and violent.
Right.
And then the other time I told you guys that guy was chasing that guy with that stick, like a pole.
Oh, he was.
So that's two times. I came in and told about the first one. And I said, I grew up here. I never saw that. So that guy mm-hmm. on the loose, like yelling at moms with their kids at the bus office.
Well, I went with Luna Marie. We went to the post office the other day. And there was a woman, obviously homeless and mental health issues. She had big mental health issues.
You know, I always ask that question, right?
She's screaming.
How big?
She's screaming.
I know.
No, she's screaming that she wants her mail. Like, and Luna Marie is
she in the actual post office?
In there, screaming at the top of her lungs, and she's cussing a blue streak. And Luna Marie was like, "Wow, she had some very creative insults, like you badass bacteria motherfucker." And I was like, she recorded it because she thought it was the best insult ever, badass bacteria motherfucker.
Okay,
and
I think badass bacteria motherfucker.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That could be the episode title.
Right, but so she was exposed to that, and I was like, "Darling, that woman has mental health issues. She needs help. She should not be homeless. She
now,
should,
as a rapper, maybe."
I was working for
Why did we get started on this?
Department of Children's Services, driving down 6th Street through Skid Row area. They're all nuts, you know, out in the street doing stuff like that.
I didn't say they were nuts. I said that, you know, there's mental illness out there.
Right. Well
mental
illness,
this was,
we're not addressing.
It looked like a bunch of it was mostly related to drugs. You know, the stuff that they were doing.
Okay, can you put it out there that we want people to call from wherever they are or listening to and whatever city they're at and let us know what the homeless situation is wherever they are?
Oh, yeah.
Well, COVID just exacerbated that like crazy.
There's like villages set up everywhere all over
in Westwood.
Sure.
We have it at the VA.
At the VA.
But I grew up
here. Which is sad to me because they're on the outside of the fence.
No, they're on the inside.
Now they put them on the inside.
Villanueva moved them. Got a deal and moved him inside the fence. He also cleared Venice Beach.
Yeah.
And he got the homeless out of there. And not bad, not taking everybody. Found
just
them
found
places.
The place. And they have those little tiny homes there. They have the tiny homes.
Remember we said that I went to that dinner over there at my
Voltaire,
and they were all on the street when they should
Voltaire
have been.
Voltaire did not pay for that endorsement. No, but
she's good.
I remember. But for me, you know, because I drive by there all the time, I was thinking, and here they have a proudly displayed American flag on there, and I'm just thinking that is horrible. I mean, yes, there's pride in America, but the fact that this is how we're treating mm-hmm. vets and people that need care, and they still have the flag in like one of the greatest countries in the world.
You know what? They are being mistreated. That's a very good point that you said. They're being mistreated every day. Their illness is not, their sores and their the way they feel and their mind. and they still fly the flag,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
What a good point that is.
Yeah.
They don't fly it upside down like I did on my wall special on HBO.
We should be embarrassed, though, that this is how we're taking care of them. It's not right. And
we should be embarrassed for the way that we treat teachers and those salaries, too. There's some, you talk to a teacher, and she'll tell you what she does, and then you're like, well, how do you, live? Mm. So
during the L.A. teacher strike, remember when they were striking? Mm-hmm. I remember I was downtown at the market, the Grand Central Market, and
what do you go down there for?
They have vegan ramen.
Oh, okay. Well,
and the best vegan donuts at Donut Friend, and this was not a paid endorsement.
What time do you go down there?
I try to go in the daylight because it's jacked up after the nighttime, and as a single woman, it's not good. But I remember being down there and
you've been there, Gil, the Grand Central Market?
Years ago. I haven't been there in years.
Oh, it's so good
now. I gotta go, man. What the
They have a place called Egg Slut, and they make the greatest.
Is there an Egg Slut down there? I love Egg Slut.
Who is this slut?
Let's go over there.
Egg Slut.
Egg Slut.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's great.
So that and Grand Central Market has Ramen Hood, which is the vegan ramen. So amazing. But anyway, I was down there
talking. There's only one Ramen Hood in LA, and it's down there?
I've never seen another one.
Was it?
Oh, look, Google that.
Ramen.
But anyway,
the sells from the rich and gives it to the poor.
The L.A. teachers were telling me that something like 80% of the kids in the L.A. county are below poverty level.
Oh, man. They're and homeless and stuff.
Yeah, and you're thinking, that is a statistic that nobody knows. Mm-mm. And those teachers are trying to teach these kids. It's
and
brutal.
The minute that California voted on the lottery and the lottery passed, and they said that a portion of whatever the lottery was going to go to schools, it fucked all the schools up. I don't think the schools have ever been the same. LAUSD, nobody wants their kids to go to public school.
Do they give the money from the lottery to the...
I don't know, but it doesn't appear like it. If you had to build charter schools, you were building charter schools because you felt like your kids weren't learning in that school, so you made a charter school.
Right.
But when I was growing up, the U.S.
LAUSD.
Was the way you modeled the public school system for the country, and then it just went down, which is hard to think. Over there at Sanford Elementary, when I do the toys and all that stuff, a couple times early on, I would say, "What do you guys need?" You know, and they're like, "What do you need? We need paper, copy paper, fucking pencils basketballs and soccer balls," and you're just like, "Man, this for and if you were to give if you were to go sub if they were to submit it." And go through the system, it takes forever.
Yeah. And teachers pay for it out of their own pocket. I mean, that's not right.
It's sad. It's tragic.
And not just here, but teachers everywhere, which is, as rude as kids are. No, we're talking to somebody in Atlanta, and the kids, man, they're crazy.
Yeah.
The way they talk to
them. They had a TikTok challenge slap a teacher.
Oh, no.
And I remember seeing some teacher who was like, she was like, oh, hell no. And her TikTok, she was like, taking her earrings off, putting Vaseline. She's like, little motherfucker, come over here and slap me, and he's going to see what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was like, not kidding around. But, I mean, they're responsible for the education of future generations of American citizens. I mean, there could not be, other than doctor, and not the dude from Kaiser, but a more responsible job for the future of America. Mm-hmm. And it's so underfunded, it's awful.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
And okay, so when is it the 17th?
With love, December 17th. Put it on your watch list, Amazon Prime Video.
Put everything, all the shows you like on the watch list.
Yes.
My guarantee, done.
Done
deal. Thank you, Gil.
And what is it, so you say it's happy and it's sad. So,
yes.
So what would you equate it to a show that is? 30 something?
No. You know, it reminds me of the movie Love Actually.
Yeah.
Without the porn storyline.
I never saw Love Actually.
There was a poor... You never saw Love Actually? George!
It is a Christmas holiday classic.
That should be a Christmas movie. You need to watch Love Actually. It's so... have you seen
it? I haven't seen it. I wasn't allowed to watch when I was younger
because
of the porn storyline.
There's a porn storyline in Love Actually?
But it's handled so lovely. There's Keira Knightley's in it.
Yeah.
That other English actor who is
Is Hugh Grant?
No. Yes, Hugh Grant is in it. But the other one, Colin...
Firth?
No.
Colin Firth.
The other Colin.
Oh.
There's two Colins.
Colin Alcaris.
I can't remember what his last name is, but it's such a feel-good, fun movie and all these, and it's that basically is kind of dealt with love. I mean, it's a little bit different, but this is kind of one family dealing with love.
What traits does Luna Marie have that you have? What do you look at her and say? I think body type, because she's tall. You're pretty tall.
Yeah, I'm not tall. I'm only 5'5".
How tall is she?
She's already an inch taller than I am.
Oh, yeah.
And she's 12.
A dancer, like she could be.
Yes, but she's more of an athlete. I mean, I'm like fascinated that she didn't come out because, you know, dancing is my life, but she was more of an athlete. It's so funny. I don't think we're very much.
What is she
the
into?
Same.
What does she like to do?
She's acting now. She's done two series, and I'm.
Oh yeah, you said.
I was
reluctant.
I was very reluctant because sure. I want her to have a degree. She wanted to be a dermatologist. I was like, "Go, sweetie, you be a dermatologist. You keep Mama young forever. You invent your own line of sunblock, your own line of makeup. You have your own." And she, I was like, "Yes, let's do that." And then she discovered during COVID musical theater and the George Lopez show. She had never seen it until then. I showed her one little clip because when we went to your weed party, I was like, she needs to know what this guy that, you know, who this man is.
This is where we're going.
This is a trip. Yeah, it's a trip.
Yeah. So then during COVID, she was old enough to deal with, you know, some of the topics. And she's, you know, that dysfunctional parenting in this episode where we talk about sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, it's a lot of stuff for an 11-year-old. So
and that one, the one we talked about, sexually transmitted disease, was I think my housekeeper had a kid that was, you know, 14, and they showed pictures of disease to try to scare him out.
Where's my VD? Where's my syphilis?
We did that. We did that on the show. And remember the lady went,
oh, yeah. And you were like, wow, that color, that red really pops. It was so nasty.
With the new printer. Yeah, I mean,
but so
that,
that
was a big episode, though, because we did that about sexual trafficking. Then we did one where
bullying.
And then the steroids we did was a big one.
Oh, right.
But he played baseball with steroids. Was a.
We did some good things. We dealt with the pedophile who moved into the neighborhood.
Yep. And one of my favorites.
A woman.
Did the guy on the mini bike that rode up and down the street when I was growing up. This fucking kid used to ride a mini bike up and down the street. We would chase him.
Yeah.
So I put it in the show at the end of the scene. The mini bike, and we all chase him down the street.
That's so funny.
I know. So we did some really, really, really interesting episodes.
All right.
So she didn't discover George Lopez until COVID. And then she discovered musical theater in COVID, and then
that's
she
like
decided
you,
she wanted to do musical theater. And I never did musical theater. I never sang.
But it's almost a little bit of a hybrid of dancing and then you...
Yeah, so she just became obsessed, and then I did that show Undone, and it was so, so low budget. We were in a room like this, and it was casting, it was makeup, it was hair, it was cast holding, and she came to visit me, and Linda Lamonti, the casting director, said, would she be interested in reading to play your daughter in flashbacks? And I was like, I don't think so. And she said, well,
she's like, yes.
No, and I said, well, you know, because I thought, here I am being a hypocrite. This is my kid knows this. This is her world from the time she was two. So, okay, fine. So I...
Did you ever think about saying no?
Oh, I said no. And then I asked her dad, and he was like, well, she's not in competitive sports. She should know what it's like to feel some rejection, you know, not to... Well, I was like, fine, so let me see. I take her out to lunch, and I tell her I'm going to have to audition with actresses to play my daughter. So would she run lines with me? She had run lines with me before. So she's running lines with me, and we're at Cafe Gratitude and over in Larchmont. And in the middle of while we're doing the scene, she puts the paper down and goes, Mom, can I audition to play your daughter?
Wow.
And I was like, let me ask your dad. I thought for sure he was going to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he had already said yes. So I was like, no, seriously, this is really real. And then he said, yeah, let her try. So I was like, fine. You know, what else is she doing? So it was summertime. Wow. And I said, make eye contact and enunciate. Those are the only notes I gave
her.
And she went in. And they loved her. And then they were like, well, they're going to show the producers. They loved her. And then, like, we're going to submit it to Amazon. I'm like, oh, God, I got to bring her dad on board. Like, this could really be a thing. And she ended up getting, which was supposed to be just one episode, and it ended up being five episodes. Okay. And she had to do stunts and learn sign language and do a deaf accent. Oh. And she was all over it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so the universe is not working. Mm-hmm. Was conspiring against me.
No, but I applaud her for being able to do all that. It's
She's because I don't want her to be some little punk who thinks that she can go on Disney and be a Disney. I'm like, no. I'm like Debbie Allen in Fame. This is where you do it. The sweat, the blood.
Man.
You need to know your script. You need to backwards and forwards. You better show up. You better be polite.
Tell me she ain't from the bottom.
She is. Oh, no, she's got a little hood. There's a little hood in there.
My mom was badass.
She went to Fairfax High.
Yeah. But my mom, Garfield High, East LA.
Bulldogs.
Go back. Yeah, my grandma, my dad as well. So my mom, brought East LA with her to the West Side.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming by.
Oh my God!
I can
yay.
See you coming by in the future. I think today was awesome.
This was a real pleasure.
I'm only ending it because it's probably 2 hours already.
Yeah, no, we're coming right up on 2 hours.
Oh my God! Yeah.
So
damn.
Remember you went? How did we start? And then you go, when did we start? Already?
I didn't even know we started.
It's just part of the magic, you know?
Wow.
This was a great one.
It was.
This one is great. It has a lot of stuff in it.
So fun to watch you guys catch up because it was clearly.
Well,
I could see you being in here.
Really?
Yeah, fuck you, don't you?
Come on down, yeah.
Because you brought a whole nother, like, me and him, that thing, but you also brought a thing from a feminine side that we don't.
Yeah, you guys don't have women in here very often. No. Is there like a reason they don't come in here? Are they scared?
Just the sign on the door.
And we haven't even.
Liza was in here.
We haven't even.
Minnelli?
No.
I'm kidding.
But I haven't reached out to anybody, like at my friends. I ain't come down. Like, we're just like, but we'll start to do that. But you were great.
Yay, thank you.
It was awesome, man. Funny.
Thank you. When I watch you guys and I'm like, hey, Porch, can I come down here and can we talk about, you know? I mean, and we never get to talk because it's always like at an event and it's loud and the press.
But this is the way we talk. The way we did it today is the way that you and I talk.
Yeah.
And you saw that the podcast on a lot of people's Spotify's that it's done well.
Oh, yeah.
People love it, yeah.
Is it real? I don't do Spotify. I'm old school.
No, you can listen to it wherever.
I'm Pandora.
We're on every podcast app.
They really like this. I don't want to look at the numbers, but.
Really?
I think they do.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
great.
Wait, but okay, question.
And it pays.
Is Oh My God High, it has its own site, right? It's its own channel on YouTube?
Go on YouTube.
Is that what it is?
Oh, so the video episodes come out on the ATC channel because this is through All Things Comedy, the podcast network.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the videos come out, but then the podcasts themselves, they all have their own feed. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where do I find it?
Wherever. So any podcast app, whatever you have.
I don't listen to podcasts. I'm a single mom and I work all the time.
I look them up on YouTube.
Yeah, okay, YouTube is great. If you do OMG Hi George Lopez,
or I see
come
it
up.
On your Insta.
Yeah.
Or you can watch them on Instagram. Yeah, we put
it. But it's doing good, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially whenever we have
guests on. Well, it's going to do even better because I'm here.
I think. That was a real easy one.
It was
funny.
Yeah,
we left a lot of stuff out.
I was just awestruck. The stuff that's coming out about you, Constance, it was beautiful.
Yeah, your whole Frank and you and the burrito.
I didn't know that you shot that other show for like fucking how long?
Yeah, you did. Well, because I didn't want to.
Nobody told me.
Yeah, because you would have been mad. You would have been. You want everybody. Here's the thing. Everybody wanted the focus to be on their show. And if there was ever a chink in my armor, or I was ever not bringing it, that would be the first thing that they would blame. So I was like, I don't want anybody to know anything. But Greg knew about you because of that.
Did you think it was hard to do our show for that long, or was the writing?
Oh my God,
the writing
I
was
loved
always
it.
Great.
I love. You know, between the audience and you and the family that we built together, it was. I remember when it was over. I couldn't, because remember they told us that we were going to, you know, we had booked our flights to go to New York for the upfronts again. And like I was booking out time so I could go to New York because we were going to get picked up again. And then they pulled the rug out from underneath us. And I remember because I had to clear out my room.
Are we still rolling?
Yeah, we're still rolling.
Okay, yeah.
I had to clear out my room.
And
were you in tears?
Well, I was just in shock. You know, because it had gone on so long.
I didn't clear my room out. I had somebody do it for me because I don't think I could.
Well, see, I had to because
I couldn't have taken it.
I needed to rip the Band-Aid off. And I remember, and I went in the stage when they were tearing down the sets. Oh. And I remember Bobby Cardenas going, Constance, don't go in there.
I know, don't go in there.
And I remember I was
saw them
like,
taking Drew Carey's stage out to the trash. And I said, well, and I was still on. So I was like, I don't want that to happen to me. And I knew it was going to happen to me.
Yeah.
So when it was over, we shot some promos for the show was already not coming back.
Yeah.
And we were like at the last minute not coming back. But then we had to go in there and shoot some promos dressed as the way we used to
dress. I remember.
And took a picture of me and you holding hands walking down like the main aisle by craft service.
Oh, will you send that to me?
From behind, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, it was almost like I needed to see the set be ripped down so I could wrap my brain around the fact that it was over.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
they just fucking throw it in the trash, man.
It's crazy.
Even say like,
it's like that episode of Seinfeld when like, this is the Merv Griffin stage when they discover it in the dumpster and like
they
Kramer
do,
sets it up in his house because he loved the show.
They fucking threw that shit in the trash.
Everything. And I was taking shit. I was like stealing as many things as I was like, if it's just going to go in the trash, why can't I have it as memento and stuff? And
you know what I have?
What?
I have our kitchen table.
You do?
Yep.
I've never seen it. It's in storage.
In storage. And I have our bedroom, our master bedroom bed.
You do? That's so crazy. Oh, wow.
It was the same bed all the years.
Do you know what I stole? Well, I had to get rid of it because it wasn't sealed properly and rain got in, and it's sad. But you know the bulletin board that was on the side where I wrote the positive messages every single episode?
She did.
I had that for the longest time, and then when I sold my house,
she used to write messages on the side of the refrigerator. She would write stuff.
Yeah, positive messages.
And nobody ever. No, nobody.
Oh,
ever
like just for you guys.
Just for us.
Yeah, just for us.
Oh, that's okay.
Like, you know, be the change, and the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We didn't plan that. It was just there. And I don't think so. It was just
It was just, there was like random groceries on there, and I was like, yeah, screw it.
Right now, listening to you two, you sound like a couple that's been divorced that are just good friends now and reminiscing about it.
Like we had a real family. Mm-hmm. We did have a real
family.
Exactly
right.
Yeah.
We had good times.
Yeah. It was awesome.
We did the Christmas parade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I was mad. I never told you how mad I was.
No.
It said George Lopez and cast. Not even our names. I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but the people knew you guys.
George is the one that ordered the sign off.
Monster Frame has no
not a paid endorsement.
I didn't know that it said that.
And then I was like, come on. Okay, if we're going to do this next year, okay, we should have our names because it was Belita, I think Valente.
But that was early on. Did you guys have names early on?
Second year.
You didn't have names yet.
Cast. Well, the still second year. Wrong.
Let it go. She's still upset.
See, you got to negotiate with your women because we don't forget.
That's right, though.
Anything. We remember second year cast.
I remember the one we did.
I was so pissed.
When we went to Disneyland at the beginning, that was fun.
That episode with the Mickey Mouse?
No, when we went there, the parade with they did all the shows.
Oh, that was the best.
Oh, man.
That was the best. And we had to do, what was it? There was a little Mickey theater or something, with a curtain and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And people would do a contest to do an actual scene from the show with me. They would play you. Mm-hmm. They got to play George.
Oh,
and it was
goodness.
The craziest thing that I'm doing a scene from our show with just some rando fan.
And you know who that fan was? Frank Gonzalez.
What?
Your former partner.
I'll be at Disneyland
with
tomorrow.
A big whistle. Yeah.
I love Disneyland so much.
We had a picture of us on the back of a car, mm-hmm. but she was on my back, like over my shoulder. One of my favorite pictures.
Yeah, and because you know how he always does the things, his poses and stuff. And so I'm over like.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It looks super cute. That was amazing, and my family got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
were the days that the people from the shows were the people that were the most important, and not numbers or money or
right.
They don't do that shit anymore.
Right. No, and I remember they wouldn't let us take a cart around Disneyland because they wanted us to intermingle with the fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was when that lady, one of the scariest times. So I'm walking around, and you have a guide getting you from, because we had an itinerary of all these places we had to be. And of course, they're like so far away in the park. But some lady, I walk past her and she screams at the top of her lungs. And I'm terrified. I thought somebody got shot. I don't know what the hell happened. And it's this older, heavier lady in a wheelchair stands up out of the wheelchair and bear hugs the crap out of me. And I'm like, and shit's hot. You know how hot it is at Disneyland? She is all sweaty and I am in that. And I'm like, and I can't get out. I don't have security. And she's like, oh my God, I love you so much. And I'm terrified. This lady, I was scared. So scared, but
it's miraculous. She could walk.
I healed her. She was so moved by our show that she stood out of her wheelchair to give me a hug. It was so awesome.
Hey, it's there's an article, top 15 shows based in LA?
BuzzFeed.
Nice to see that we were included. We're not included in most of the things, but it's nice to see that we were Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right, time to go. You got your beer buzz on? Everybody ready to go?
Check out With Love, Amazon Prime, December 17th. Add it to your watch list.
Yes. Put it on your my list.
Yes, on your watch list. Watch list. I'm going to do a whole
watch list.
Talking people through how to do it. Yes.
Cool.